You're locked into the only podcast for Maine high school basketball. The biggest names, past and present. It's Big Time Hoops, the podcast, right now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Big Time Hoops, the podcast. And we're back in the fantasy draft. We're doing the girls this week. I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is the first ever girls fantasy draft in the history of Maine. I don't think this has ever been done before. So we're breaking ground on big time. That's what we do here. And I'm excited for tonight. We got four captains, but three teams. We got our first co-captain team tonight. So we're just going to go around the horn and just see who we got. So I don't know how many appearances we got for this guy here, our first captain. He's just basically got a residency here at big time. Trophy mode. How are you tonight?
Great, man. Great. Back in the swing of things post holiday, before the next holiday. So
yeah,
pumping out stuff. I got a hoping to get a girls mixtape. I think it's going to be the first like full like game girls highlight tape that I've ever put out tomorrow, and it's coming out tomorrow. So
exciting stuff. And then also coming off your first fantasy draft victory with the boys. Draft last week. You gonna keep it going, or are you feeling confident?
Yeah, we go back to back
for sure. All right, and then also making his second straight appearance on the fantasy drafts, and I don't know how many appearances this is for him. He's been there a whole lot as well. Maybe the hardest working guy on the scene right now, just coming from the gym. We got Ben Tier joining us. Ben, how are you tonight?
Great. How are you, man?
How are you feeling? I mean, we just talked about trophy mode taking the W last time. You're back this time. How are you feeling tonight?
When you lose, you learn. So it's okay. You know, we see what we messed up last time and we get better. So it just adds fuel to the fire. I like that.
Okay. And then our third team comprised of co-captains making their first appearance on big time. We got Lauren Russo and we got Abby Davids. How you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Living good. Living real good over here.
And then for those that may not be familiar with you guys do a lot of work down there in Southern Maine. We got fans all over the state. So go ahead and just talk a little bit about yourselves and just introduce yourselves to the big time family here.
So I'm Abby, Coach Abby, Abiola Davids. Yeah, first time on here. I appreciate you getting us on. This is a fantastic opportunity. We work a lot in Southern Maine. We work in SACO, work with the XL Thunder program. Program's growing. We're really excited about where our program, girls program is right now. Lauren's come in and really helped us, get that program to the next level. And we're now training and working with and building some big time, girls teams. So we're excited about the direction we're heading in, and yeah. I'll pass it to Lauren.
All right. Yep.
Yeah. So I joined XL back in June, actually relatively new to coaching. For those of you, if I look familiar, it's because I also ref high school and college. So I've been refing like 10 years now. So that's been what I've been doing, but I've recently fallen in love with coaching and it's really, our program's really taken off. So it's been fun.
And this is both of you guys' first time doing a fantasy draft on big time here. How much work did you guys put into it? I know you guys got some notes right there. How much time and effort did you guys put into this? Because I know these other guys are well prepared.
Oh, we talk every single day about this kind of stuff. So that's why this is fantastic right here. Every single day we make up drafts and stuff in our head all the time. What if this girl was here? What if that girl was there? So to be able to actually do this is great.
Absolutely. I'm excited. And with that, we're just going to get into it because we were just talking a little bit before we started recording. Deep draft. All kinds of different ways you can go with it in terms of, you know, how you want to draft, how you want to build your team. So I'll start with that real quick. Trophy mode. How would you want to build your team? The girls' talent depth maybe a little bit deeper than the guys. Is there a particular way in which you want to build your team?
I mean, I feel like with girls, bigs are super important, and your point guard is super important. So I'm probably going to try to go with somebody that can fill those positions near the top of my board. But again, just like last time, I feel like you can't really go wrong with best player available. And I'm not going to like put myself in a position where I'm going to take a less talented player. I'm going to take who the best person is that falls to me most of the time. So,
all right, Ben, how about you? What's your approach?
Yeah, I think bigs, you know, going off what Trophy just said, I think bigs are very, very key. You know, we don't have many in this state, so I think that's one thing. And then I think the second thing is just, you know, try to look at like who's falling to you, especially if we're doing that snake draft again, you know, who you got to plan to cut a couple spaces up and see who could be available, who might be taken. So I think those are two key things.
All right. And then Team Lauren, Abby, what's the approach for you guys? And I'm just curious, you work with a lot of people down there in Southern Maine. Have you made promises to some of your players if they're available in your draft slots? Have you made some promises already that you're going to pick them up?
No, we are people of the people. We are men and women of the people. If you can hoop, you can hoop. Doesn't matter if you play for us, if you play for another program, that doesn't matter. This is about Maine basketball kids to us. So if you can hoop, you can hoop, and we want the best hoopers. We're really looking for playmakers. We think that playmakers can get it done in different ways. So we think playmakers are going to get it done for us.
And then, Lauren, are you on board with that right there?
On board.
All right. So with that, we're going to get to it. We'll explain the draft rules real quick. It'll be the same as the boys' draft here. So it's we got three teams. It's going to be a snake draft. So the order will go 1, 2, 3. Whoever gets the third pick will get the fourth pick. Whoever had the second pick will get the fifth pick. Then whoever had the first pick will be the sixth pick, and we'll just keep working our way that way. And due to the overwhelmingly popularity of the boys' draft, we're going to expand the draft. All right, we had six players drafted per team for the boys. It wasn't enough. So we're going to go to an eight-person draft. We're going to be basically drafting a starting five and then one position off the bench, so a big wing and a guard. And get some eight-member teams here. So with that, let's find out what the draft order is. I got prepared ahead of time, and we got our little names on the pieces of paper. So going third pick, Team Lauren and Abby are going third. Not a bad place to be in, though. You get the third and the fourth pick. Mm-hmm. Second pick, Trophy Mode.
Ben. And it's, oh, sorry, Ben.
Ah.
Ben's going to get the first pick. So it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure. And I'm curious where you're going to go with it. So, Ben, you're on the clock. Your first overall pick.
So I'm going to go with the sharpshooter out of Greeley, Camille.
Okay.
As number one.
Reasoning for picking Camille. I mean, not a bad choice. You really can't go wrong with the number one pick, but why'd you settle with Camille? Yeah.
So, working with her firsthand, I've seen how much she's progressed and expanded her game this year. Especially as a defender, we've worked really, really hard on her becoming a better defender. And if I'm being completely honest, with the snake draft, as it comes back around to me, I think I'll have enough time to pick up the big that I wanted. So, you know, things a little wrench in the going first, but it's all right. We're gonna figure that out. But I like it. I'm confident with Camille number one.
All right, shout out to Camille, the number one overall pick in the girls' fantasy draft here. Second, or going to the number two pick in the first round here. Trophy Mode, you're on the clock.
That puts me in a good position as far as what my board. I'm going to take Emily Archibald at number two. And because I know one of the next three players that I want is going to come back to me. And so I'm going to take Emily Archibald from Kennebunk High School, the reigning Gatorade Player of the Year, committed to Providence in the Big East. And she can do a lot of things for my team, inside out presence. You know, it gives me a big already right off the bat. So I'm super, super happy with picking Emily at number two.
Also, that's who you had number one overall when we did the rankings earlier this week. You're the number one ranked player in the state according to Trophy Mode, and you got it with your first pick. Not a bad little way to start things off.
Yeah.
All right. So third pick, we're going to Team Lauren Abbey. Who are you guys going with?
Oh, you.
We are going with Jemima.
Okay.
Me and Abby have been training her all summer and fall. a lot of you guys haven't seen her, but she has added a very consistent 3-point shot, which just makes her beyond deadly. You can't give her room anymore. She'll shoot in your face. You get up on her, she's going right by you, scoring in so many different ways. We've been training her. She trains with the boys a lot of the times.
And we won't put any of them boys on blast, but she's been giving them buckets.
Yeah.
Straight buckets.
So, Jamila's definitely a free pick. Well, our first pick.
Yeah, great pick there. Me and Trophy were doing the girls episode a couple days ago. We talked about how she's probably nowhere near a finished product. Right? That's the scary thing. She's still got
terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. You're very right in saying that.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see where she is 2, 3, 4 years from now, whenever she, a couple years in college. It'll be really, really interesting to see. All right, so right back to you guys with the 4th overall pick. You guys are right back on the clock.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Our next pick, we're going to go with J.C. Christopher from Skowhegan.
So why'd you guys go with J.C., and what does that look like? Those two together for your first two picks right there. What are you guys thinking?
So JC, in my opinion, is one of the most versatile players in the state. She can play inside. She can post you up. She can take you off the wing. She can hit the three. And she's either one or two best defenders, in my opinion, in the state. She really, really gets it done. I've been the first time I watched JC, I'm like, this girl is could be the best player in the state. Mm-hmm. And the more I get to watch her and the more I get to work with her and see her, she wants to get better. And just like you said with Jamima, she's nowhere near the finished product and she's really, really good. She is solid.
It's not a bad little tandem right there too. You guys are off to a great start with your first two picks. Back to trophy mode. Are you disappointed? Are there some names off the board you're hoping for? Are you still good?
I mean, this gives me my number one and number two players on my board on the rankings that we did the other day on the podcast. I'm going to take Amanda Cabantu from Portland, headed to Bentley with the what's this, number 5 overall?
Number 5 overall.
Yeah, number 5 overall. So, I mean, a no doubt top 5 player for me and my second player, and I get her at number 5. The most tenacious player, I feel like, in the state. Like I said the other day on the podcast, the best rebounding guard I've ever seen. Multiple efforts anytime the ball's around the hoop. Outstanding leaper. Plays the one a lot for Portland, which, you know, I think she'll, especially with Emily, as a 1-2 combo, I think we can get away with her playing the one. We'll see how the rest of the draft shakes out, but super happy to get somebody that's such a competitor. And again, nowhere near her ceiling as far as the finished product goes. So I'm excited to see her and Jamima team up for Portland this year, and super happy to get her number 5.
All right. So everyone seems pretty happy so far. Ben, are you still happy getting ready for the 6th pick here?
Perfectly happy.
Right, where are we going? I'm curious now, because a lot of the names are starting to go quick in terms of some of the best players in the state. Where are we going with the 6th pick?
Well, it works perfect for me. So I can get now Sarah Talon for my next pick. We'll put Camille at the 2, Sarah at 1. You know, not only is she one of the most aggressive players in Maine, but she's a great playmaker, great defender, long arms. Last year she was in the top 5, besides points, for almost every statistical category for her class. So she can do a little bit of everything. And I don't think people understand how much better she's gotten this off season. She does a lot of things very, very well. Now she's shooting the ball better. And that puts me in an even better position for my next pick, who is Lizzie Gruber, that has added a great 3-point shot to her game. I think she's a very underrated defender. She's long, at the top 30 camp. She not only protects the rim, but she also makes people, kind of second guess. And, I think she's another one that hasn't even hit anywhere close to her ceiling yet. So I like my team very well with playmaking, defensive tendencies, and overall scoring, man. And we can all run. Lizzie can run the floor. She's a big that can run. So I'm happy with those two picks right there.
I thought that for a second you were going to go all lefty for a little bit. I thought you're showing some criticism towards
lefties.
Yeah. You never know.
Yeah. But one thing I noticed too, and we talked about this with Trophy Mode, is just the depth in terms of the talent across the state, but split across the classes. You got senior, junior, and a sophomore, and it just goes to show how deep the talent pool is. Trophy Mode. This would be the 8th pick. Who are you going with?
I'm going with Sierra Carson from Oxford Hills, which gives me two of the best athletes as far as just getting up and down speed, finishing at the rim on the break. You know, I can see Emily throwing outlets to both these girls and just getting out and running. I can see Emily playing like the Kevin Love outlet role and them just busting out for layups. And I don't think that anyone can match up with, you know, maybe Jemima, but not very many players can match up with Sierra and Amanda's speed in the state of Maine. So going with Sierra Carson, who, I saw at tier camp really for the first time this year, as far as seeing her play a lot and, just super impressed with how aggressive she is as a sophomore, you know. So I'm going with Sierra Carson.
A lot of defensive ability there too, right? You got just a two-headed monster with those two on the perimeter, right?
Yeah, and I think Emily ranked near the top of the state in steals and blocks as well. So,
all right. Well-rounded. Back to Lauren and Abby for the 9th pick. Who are you guys going to go with?
Grace Ramsdell.
Okay.
State champ, Grace Ramsdell.
She's another one, just like Jemima, added 3-point shot to her game this summer and fall. And I mean, it's incredible. She's been scoring on all of these girls we've mentioned. She's been playing with them, training with them throughout the summer and fall, and she's scoring on all of them, which just shows the confidence she's built since starting to train with us back in June. Because she wasn't doing that back then, and now she doesn't care who's guarding her. She's going to score on you.
Mentioned a state champion and someone who's going to have a bigger role this year, right? And you think she's going to just go into that role, take on that greater role and just flourish, right?
Big time. And she's turned into a bit more of a leader, which is fantastic, mm-hmm. too. It's great to see character build with your game, you know? As you develop your game, your character builds and your role builds. Which is good. And I would say that, you know, I think she was already very good. I think she's probably the most improved mm-hmm. that we'll probably see in here. Just from where she was to where she is now, mm-hmm. she's improved a ton.
Yeah. Her mid-range as well. She's scoring at all three levels very consistently.
Wow. All right. So we're right back to you guys with the 10th pick.
Okay. Oh, yeah. 100%.
I don't even know how to say your last name. Sloan Genovan. Is that how you say the last name? But Sloan.
Ben would know better than
that one. Is that close?
Genovan.
Yeah.
Genovan. All right. Genovan. Another one of those underclassmen who had a great freshman. She's only going to be a sophomore, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, she's a sophomore now. Yeah.
And what can you guys say about her? And how does that fit in with the way your team is shaping up right now?
Athleticism.
Yeah, it's an
incredible athlete.
The team that we have, and I'd say except for Jemima, is Jemima is going to be our point guard. She's going to get us going. Everybody else can rebound, run, finish, and I know that Sloan's been working with Ben quite a bit, and her shooting's getting a hell of a lot better.
Yeah.
So everybody can do everything, which is exactly what we were looking for at the beginning of this thing. We have a lot of talented girls that can really, really get it done across the board. And I think defensively right now, I don't see anybody breaking past that front line. Defensively, that front line is tough, tough, tough.
And that's what's good to see, like especially with these girls, is, you know, a draft may be a little top heavy, but we're getting down to the 10th pick and we're still getting girls that are well-rounded, play both sides of the ball, can do everything, and that just goes to show you the overall talent level we got in the state right now. And another young one, another only going to be a sophomore this year. So, Trophy Mode, back to you for the 11th pick to go with, this will be your fourth selection.
Yeah, I'm gonna. There's a lot of size that there's only a little bit of size left, I feel like, and I don't want to be left without another big. So I'm gonna go with Grace Wehner from Meskolansky. There, she's long like her sister, that's playing D1 now. She, you know, she's getting stronger. Can score inside and out. She's gonna give me length to put beside Emily. On the back line and be able to switch some things with her, you know, with her length, you know, and I know that she spends a lot of time working on her game. So I'm pretty happy to get her there. Tremendous upside, you know, with her size and touch. So
it sounds like nobody's disappointed yet. Everyone seems to be getting the players that they hope to get here. We're going to see if that's the case for Ben with the, what are we up to, the 12th pick? 12th pick.
Yeah, like you just said, I mean, there's so much talent. You know, Maine is in great hands on the girls' side. We're very, very deep. With my next pick, though, I'm going to go with Peyton Grant out of Dexter. You know, I've seen, we do a drill in sessions where you basically have to make 75 threes in 6 minutes. And I've never seen anyone beat it other than her. I'm telling you, the girl can flat out shoot the ball, off the dribble, catch and shoot. It doesn't matter. And the biggest thing, because I think for her team, she's really had to do that. She's had to run as that kind of off-ball player, off-ball shooter. You know, we've been working the last few months on her being able to put the ball on the ground, get to the hoop, play at great angles, finish through contact. So I think she's going to have a great senior year, and she's a leader. Dexter has been very deep in the tournament almost every year. She's hit some big shots, made some big shots to upset some people at the buzzer. So we got leadership, we got depth, we got shooting. She's a great defender.
Maybe two of the best shooters in the state on your team right there, right, her and Camille?
You got to play us. Just opens up some more stuff. So, and threes are worth more than twos. So,
me and Trophy were talking the other day, and I brought up the idea that we should figure out who the best shooter in the state is. And at the tier camp, throwing this 3-point competition, let's get that added.
Between her, JC, oh my gosh, I've seen that girl at 10-minute drill. You got to go 75 makes, 5 in a row at each spot, 4 in a row, and it's 3-2-1. She's the only one that's beaten it in about 8 minutes. So her, JC, and Camille, those are some three unbelievable shooters.
Like it. All right, so right back to you, Ben, with your fifth pick. So we'll see who's going to round out your top, your starting five. So you got Camille, Sarah, Lizzie, Peyton Grant. Who's going to be your fifth starter?
I'm going without a callous Maine, Sophie McVicker. Senior, younger sister of Maddie McVicker. I don't know if a lot of you guys have seen Sophie, but she's also one of the most athletic players in this draft. And I think she's a quiet athletic. I'll give you an example. We all know Amanda and Jamila. We know how athletic they are. At the top 30 camp, Amanda jumps up in the air, grabs it with one hand, right? You think it's over. Sophie comes out of nowhere, gets higher than Amanda, and grabs it out of her one hand. And I'm looking around like, because, you know, Sophie's 5'5", 5'6", maybe. You know, she's not the tallest. But that girl has springs. She's fast. She's gritty. She can get in your face. She can play defense. And, you know, she's going to be a senior leader for Callis this year. And hoping to – I pray that there's still some way to have a tournament. But if there is, she can make a deep run with her team. She's tough, man.
Repping down east, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm happy with my starting five right now. Oh my gosh.
So we're going back to trophy mode for to round out your starting five to go with Emily, Amanda, Sierra, and Grace. Who's your fifth? Who's your last starter?
And it's getting tough to narrow it down. So many good players, very skilled players. I need some shooting. I got some slashers. I got some shooting ability, but I really want somebody that I know is going to knock down the three ball at a high, high rate. So I'm going to go up north and I'm going to grab Allison Alley from Stearns to round out my starting five. She comes from a long line of great players. Obviously, her dad is one of the best scorers in the history of Maine boys basketball, and she can just fill it up. And I mean, hopefully we get a season this year. I think that she is just going to put on a show for Northern Maine girls basketball this year.
Yeah, and Ben, could you speak to Allison? I like to show love to Northern Maine hoops and smaller schools whenever we can. I know you work with her. We could just show a little love to her and Stearns.
Yeah, Allie has D1 athleticism. She really could be, I think, a scholarship player. She's very young. You know, she's going to be a junior. So for her, it's now how her maturity, you know, how will she grow, like, mental wise and, you know, her personality wise, if she can really commit and she can lock in and be consistent, cause she's always been behind one of her sisters. You know, there's been Emma, then there's been Catherine last year. And now, you know, she's one of the last, ones that, you know, can be a game changer for Stearns. If she can consistently show up every night, over the next 2 years, man, I mean, you're going to know her name for sure in one of these, maybe top five, you know, spots.
All right. We're going to Lauren and Abby for your last starter here to go with Jemima, JC, Grace Ramsdell, and Sloan. Who's your fifth starter?
We're going to bump Jemima over to the shooting guard position, and we're going to draft Anna Nelson at point guard from Gorham.
All right.
Under the radar. I did not hear her name in the power rankings. Incredible point guard. She's improved a ton this summer and fall. Really grown into that leadership position, shooting the three ball very, very well, finishing. She's added so much to her game. She'll be a great point guard for us.
No, yeah. I always say that you need point guards that do two things, the point and talk. They're point players and top players where to be, and they're constantly communicating. She does all that. She's hitting transition threes, making the right reads, moving the ball. She's, when you look at our group, she's, you know, going to be undersized in there, but what she lacks in height, she makes up in heart all day long. She will battle. She'll float over your head, finish inside. I'm really, really happy with that pick and happy that we got to get her with this unit. And then if you look at our team, you're like, you know, you're going to give up rebounding to maybe Lizzie. You might give up rebounding to Grace and Archibald. But you have JC, Grace Ramsdell, Sloan and Jemima in there going after boards. You are ripping down rebounds every single trip. So I'm not worried about a little lack of height on our team. I think we're good.
All right. Shout out to Anna, part of that great Gorham program, and our guy Lon Burton. Shout out to Lon. Right back to you guys with your sixth your sixth selection. So it's gonna be your sixth man essentially. However you guys wanna go with it. Who you guys gonna add?
We're going to draft, so for our guard off the bench, point guard off the bench, Margaret McNeil from Yarmouth, another great point guard. I think I haven't had a chance to coach or train her, but I've been reffing her games for years, and what I see out of her is an unbelievable basketball IQ. She understands how to be a point guard, how to push the ball, and she's probably, what, like 5'10", very good size.
Yeah, she's not small.
She can shoot the ball very well. Definitely a great backup point guard for the team.
All right. I like that one as well. We're going back to trophy mode for your six man, six woman, six girl, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a strong guard here. Emily Strawn from Lewiston. She really has the talent to be in any one of these starting fives, gets where she wants to go on the floor. I think she still has some untapped ability as far as really, I don't think she's been pushed to be the lead guard in Lewiston yet, but she's going to, I think if we have a season, she'll have a lot of that responsibility this year. And I think that we'll see her take her game to another level with that responsibility. She doesn't really have any weaknesses to her game. She has the strength to defend. She has a nice form on her shot. She has creativity as far as getting by people and finishing at the hoop. And I think, you know, she can fill in at any of the 1-3 spots, especially on my team. And I don't think we'll lose much at all when she comes in. So.
And Abby, I saw you nodding your head to pretty much everything that he was just saying. And she's probably someone you've seen a lot of this summer, I'm guessing, right?
Oh yeah. Emily's special, man. She's special. She does a lot of really, really good things. When Emily is playing with confidence, she's damn near the best player on the floor every single time. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now. She's probably, when she's watching this, she's probably sitting there like, yeah, you're right. He's right.
Going back to Ben for your sixth pick.
So with my sixth pick, I'm going with Sarah Poli from Lawrence High School. And I don't know how she fell this low. Sarah last year had multiple 20 plus rebound games. And she's someone that she can step out. I think one of the things in her game that needed work, like you hear a lot, is she needed to work on that three ball. She's really hitting that consistently now. She was a part of the All-Star game at the top 30 camp, if that tells you anything too. So with, you know, we had almost, I think we've had, other than maybe Emily Archibald, we had every one of the girls that have, and Anna, we've had almost every one of the girls being named at that camp. And she was a part of the top 10 or 12 in the All-Star game. She runs the floor. She does things that maybe doesn't show up on the stat sheet, you know, but she'll run the floor. She'll get you boards. Great post player, knows how to hit that, you know, little pop out shot, and now can hit the three. So I think that gives me a very solid player now that can do a little bit of everything, that can be that aggressor, can be that rebounder, be that defender, and, you know, gives us a size as well.
Yeah, looking at your roster, looks like you got pretty much everything covered in terms of where to plug people in and what role they're going to play. So you still got a couple more selections to go. We're right back at you for your seventh pick. So I'm curious where you go with it from here.
Yeah, so this one's really tough because I was thinking, you know, do I need another shooter? And I think we have a lot of those. And, you know, I want someone that's gritty. I want someone that can, you know, whether they do start or come off the bench, they bring energy. And and they can be up in your face, a defender. And I think that player is Bella McLaughlin from Hamden. I think she's very underrated as well. In her Hamden system, I don't think she really was able to show what she can fully do. And I think she's someone over the you know, next few years that will be mentioned in that Sierra Carson Sloan category. You know, she's right there with those girls, just, you know, maybe needs that you know, just a breakout year, you know, needs to be able to be, you know, get a little bit more exposure. But she's on a surge team with JC Payton and Sophie. And I mean, she's scoring just with them. She's in the mix. I mean, you wouldn't miss her or not be able to see her. So, she's a tough guard that I'm happy that was able to get.
Someone else too, who showed out well at the top 30 camp, right? With the,
was in the All-Star game as well. Yeah, for sure. That the coaches picked, not me. A lot of the other people, I wanted to keep myself out of it and not anyone think that I had anything to do with this. So a lot of those coaches picked these players. So I wanted to make that very clear.
Back to trophy mode for your seventh pick.
All right. I'm going to – man, it's really tough right now. Man, I gotta go with. I'm gonna go with Chelsea Graver from Greeley, point guard. Really, really, really solid. Good finisher. Can hit the outside shot, but is really adept at being able to take her person off the dribble and create for others. I think she'll, you know, with Brooke Obar having moved on, I think she'll have way more responsibility with the ball in her hand and creating those three balls for Camille. And you know, the Greeley program is just so strong and well coached. You know, they just do the right things year in and year out, and I feel like she's going to continue to grow in a well coached environment with other high level hardworking players around her. So she's going to be my point guard off the bench. So I got my wing guard and my point guard now, and I'm just going to have to decide what I want to do with that last pick now.
All right. Going back to Lauren and Abby for your seventh pick. Who are you guys going to go with?
First of all, those last two picks, great picks. Really good. Watched those girls play and develop over the last couple of years, and very, very good picks.
They were both next right on our list.
Yeah, definitely. Like, big shout out to those girls. But our next picks, we're really excited for them. We're glad we could get them. Elise McNair from Old Orchard Beach. Stole a lefty from Ben, which I like.
She's tough, yeah, man.
She is a tough lefty. Made the All-Star team at the top 30. Very underrated in the state. And, you know, I think girls in Southern Maine know who Elise is, but very underrated in the state. And she just does a lot. Sits down, plays defense. Can, you know, hits the open three ball. If you give her an inch going left, it's game over. It's absolutely game over. Just an inch, and she developed her right all summer. So she's someone that we've been excited to watch grow over the last few years.
Just an abundance of talent down in that area. I mean, just looking at the guards that were picked tonight, all from that area, they're just scattered all over Southern Maine, and you guys scooped up another great one right there. So you guys have one more pick. We're going to do an 8-person draft. So you guys have one more pick to make, and we're right back to you guys.
We're really happy that you gave us 8 tonight, by the way, because the next person's hasn't been on any lists or gone to many things, but we believe the term up next, we believe that this girl's up next.
Yeah.
So I'll let you.
Yeah. From TA, Jessica Dow.
Oh, boy.
That was one of the – I remember how long ago it was. You posted, like, something that was – you know, anyone you think that was left out at top 30 camp, and I commented Jess Dow.
Yeah, okay.
She has improved tremendously, again, this summer and fall. Incredible athlete, finishes so well left and right, also added a consistent three ball to her game. Just an incredible athlete on the floor.
Yeah, we went to a nice showcase this summer, and every coach that was there, every coach that had access to the live stream, who's Jess Dow? Who's Jess Dow? Who's Jess Dow? Who's Jess Dow? They didn't know about her then, but they definitely know about her now. And I think after this season, I'm really hoping that these girls get to play a little something this season. After this season, I think a lot of people will know who she is.
Yeah, for sure.
Second time I hear that name in 2 days. Sarah Talon yesterday, she said, I got someone for you for We Got Next Wednesdays. And she said, Jessica Dow.
Yep, that's the one.
The secret may be out. Maybe out.
The secret is out.
She's also like 5'9", 5'10", incredible athletic build, broad shoulders, just this athletic body. I mean, her athleticism alone is great. And then add another talent she's added. She's a very good player now.
Oh, yeah.
How you guys feeling about your team?
Very, very good.
Mm-hmm. Jemima, JC, Grace Sloan, Anna Nelson, Margaret McNeil, Lise McNair, and Jessica Dow.
Ooh, that team rocks.
That's tough. That is tough.
We'll see how the rest of these guys round out their team. So, Trophy Mode, back to you. Your last pick to round out Emily, Amanda, Sierra, Grace, Allison, Emily, and Chelsea Graver. Who's your final pick?
I'm going to make the first big time hoops fantasy draft selection from the county.
Oh, here we go.
I knew it.
We had some complaints last time that there wasn't any county representation, with two Aroostook County boys, kind of in the mix here. And we didn't choose anybody from the homeland. and Ben has Washington County, which he got to select somebody this time from Washington County. So I'm gonna go back to the roots, and you know, there's a few people to choose from up there, but I'm gonna choose the recent state champion. I'm gonna choose Macy Beals from Central Aroostook, and I talked a little bit on the rankings podcast, but she has really incredible range. You know, she was at Tier Camp. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, when you're coming down from the county and you don't get a chance to play against the best players and the top talent in the state, sometimes you're a little hesitant. I didn't really see that hesitance out of her. She's really aggressive, wanted to get in the mix. Will go at get in your face defensively. Doesn't back down, and you know, during her regular season, really shows some deep range. She'll pull it. For a small guard, she'll pull it from anywhere. And I like having somebody like that. That's not really Emily or Chelsea's game. Is just that super aggressive offensive game. As far as off my bench, I'd really want to add somebody that's just going to come out there and gun when we need either to come back or to space the floor for the bigs. And I wanted to get somebody from the county in there, and she's a winner too. I mean, she helped Coach Kingsbury to a state title there in Mars Hill last year. So, Macy Beals.
Also, MVP of the Class C tournament as well. So, a winner and play big when it was time to play big. So, great pick right there. Shout out to the county. And we're back to Ben for the final pick to round out your squad to go with Camille, Sarah Talon, Lizzie, Peyton Grant, Sophie, Sarah, Bella McLaughlin. What's your final pick?
I mean, Tom, we got size, we got rebounding, we got defense, we got shooters, we got bucket getters. I think the last person that, you know, I can't believe I have her still is Molly Obar from Greeley. I think she's a glue person. I think she's someone that can hit a, you know, that spot up three. I think she can play in a lot of different offenses. She's a big guard. She can guard the post. She can guard the wing. She can handle the ball. I'll tell you something. At the top 30 camp, we had I had about five or six Division III coaches that immediately afterward contacted me about her. And one of them said, I can't remember the name he used, but he said, one of the best players I've ever recruited came out of Maine. And they were a diamond in the rough. And this girl is a college prospect diamond in the rough that if she can continue to develop, she can really be a great player for us. And so I think that's instrumental. I think with Camille, Anna, Brooke, you know, even Chelsea, I think she's been a little bit in the shadows for the last few years. You know, Greeley has had an incredible program, and I think she's going to surprise a lot of people this year. So I think that just rounds out my team to be incredibly difficult to beat from all aspects.
I mean, Ben and I both think of her as the top 15 player or around mm-hmm. that area. And, you know, he's getting her at the 24th pick. So that's facts. Incredible value.
Facts.
And, you know, comes from a great program and has played a role. Has, you know, had to play a more limited role than a lot of the other girls. So she knows how to step in and do whatever it takes to get the job done. So.
Yeah, she's a great person too. This just shows how much talent we have in this state. I mean, you know, all of these girls, you know, I've had every single one of them on my list as well. And I just keep crossing them off one after another. So it's just like Maine is in great hands. This is fun. And this is exciting for this state and the future of basketball.
So much depth, so many great names picking. I bet you there's a bunch of names that were left off too. I bet you guys are going to go home tonight. Like, oh man, like I left this person off, or I wish I could have got that person. I'm gonna go around the horn real quick. And I'm curious, is everyone satisfied with their team, or do we have any potential trades on our hands here? Are you guys trades? Lauren and Abby, are you guys happy with your team, or are you looking to package anyone here?
Very, no.
We are very happy with where we are on our team. And the word you use is satisfied. We're not satisfied. We're very, very happy. Like ecstatic.
Yeah.
So you guys get to see a lot of these players up close and personal. You work with them in the summertime. You've seen their growth. And Ben was just saying how the state's in good hands. If you guys could just speak on it, where you think girls basketball is in Maine and what kind of hands win right now?
Like, I think Ben is very, very right. It's in good hands. I think just doing just this kind of stuff, just talking about it on a ground level, it's going to get better. And then you add the, you know, different trainers across the state that are doing great things and, you know, really setting these girls up for success. You know, Ben does a great job. Christina does a great job. I believe we do a great job where we are. So it's, you know, it's in good hands in that sense. And one of the things that I've noticed about girls basketball here, there's a deep history with some great players that have come before. But the girls that play here now, they play with an edge. You know, there are phrases going around right now after the girls, you know, the phenomenal girl that kicked the Vanderbilt the other day, you know, play like a girl. I feel like these girls play like girls. It's not, and they play like ballers. You know, one of the things I don't like is, hey, you know, I like her. She kind of plays like a ball. Boy, no, she played like a hooper. Like she plays like a straight hooper. She moves like a hooper, not like a boy. You know what I mean? I think we're starting to see that a lot more and more, that a lot of these girls are playing like hoopers and playing with confidence. And so if that continues to happen, the sky's the limit. And the girls that just last week, Anna DeWolf, 26, Mackenzie Holmes, 13 for 13. That stuff is special and great for some of these young girls to look up to.
Absolutely. Lauren, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Just even up and coming, had you guys maybe taken Elise or Jess on the last two rounds, our next pick would have actually been a freshman, Addison Sulikowski, also from TA. An AAU game this fall, she had 48 points. It was incredible to watch. She had 9 threes, and she did it without being a ball hog. You wouldn't even have really guessed it. Her threes were kind of spread out throughout the game. She gets steals, gets layups. She scored 48 and still had like 5 or 6 assists.
It was against a good varsity team, yeah, too.
She's incredible. She would have probably been one of our next picks had any of our last few been taken. But just to show where, you know, like the level of skill in Maine is. I mean, even the freshman, she hasn't even played in a varsity game yet. Just shows, you know, what's the talent we got up and coming.
Yeah, Ben, we were speaking before everyone else came on. You want to show some love to somebody under the radar too, who may not even be in high school yet, who's just can show you where the talent level's at in the state right now?
Oh, for sure. So there's a couple. I mean, you know, I worked with one just tonight in Halldale, Hayden Madore. There's Izzy Allen from Central, and you know, the one that I think needs to be on people's list is Anna Oliver from Hodgson. Dad is Matthew Oliver, 2,000 point scorer up in the county. Anna is about 5'10". She might be 5'11 now. She can like around the paint. She can jump, hang in the air, and release. She reminds me, and I know this is gonna sound crazy, of a taller Anna DeWolf. And when I say she is hungry, I mean, she has a Pat Beverly like tenacity to her. She wants to rip you apart when she's on that floor. I think she is going to be a special, special talent for years to come. Those other two girls, will be special as well, but just Anna has those qualities that you can't teach, the size, the athleticism. And, you know, I mean, every time we do a drill, her dad is messaging me that, you know, she's doing it the rest of the week, trying to beat her numbers. You know, that's the thing that, you know, separates players. So she has that it factor as well with her work ethic. She's special. You guys need to be looking out for her. I'm telling you.
Shout out to the county, right? Trophy mode.
Oh yeah. I mean, I love it when I hear those names. You know, I grew up and went to Southern Roostick, and then I moved over and worked and taught and coached at Holton for 9 years and before I made the move south. So the, you know, there's a lot of good hoopers and a lot of good history And a lot of, for the people that, the athletes that stay in the county and like bring their kids up in the county, you see a lot of just generational, 1,000 point, 2,000 point scorers. When you talk about the Rossignols and the Worcesters and, the girls that are going through at Southern Rustic that have made run after run after run right now. And Holton with the Bouchards and, you know, the Olivers were right around that same area. You got Terry Cummings, whose son is, you know, doing, had a decent freshman year last year. And you know, I'm sure there's, you know, besides the Rossignols, I'm sure there's some other names up in the valley that have, you know, kind of passed that down from generation to generation. So it's really fun to see, you know, Tim Brewer and Chandler Brewer, just, you know, so many names, and it'll continue to be that way, I'm sure. So.
My next two picks would have been Faith Schoberg and Maddie Russell. I mean, yeah. You know, two just dynamite guards that can get in your face. And, you know, they're a little bit younger. So, you know, I think they're going to wow people the more the older they get. But the county is in good hands for sure.
I think it's safe to say just basketball in the state of Maine's in good hands. This was a lot of fun, a lot of great names picked. And like you said, you guys all got 2, 3, 4 names you guys could have picked. So. Yeah. This is good. Now, I'm anxious to see what the fans think. Have the best team. This is tight. I definitely think this is going to be a tougher call than the boys' fantasy draft once I put this up. Before we get up out of here, I'm just going to go around one more time. Some final words before we get up out of here. And thank you to Lauren and Abby for coming through. We have to have our own solo podcast with you guys and just shine some light on the work you guys are doing down there. But any last words before we get up out of here tonight?
Just want to say thank you. This has been a great opportunity. It's always great to talk basketball. You know, we probably would have been doing this off camera tonight anyway. So just doing this on camera is pretty cool. Yeah. Just every girl that got drafted in here 100% deserves to. Mm-hmm. There's probably a couple girls that also deserve to be in here that may not be in here. But every girl deserves to be in here. Every girl works hard, works on their game, puts it on display. Week in, week out. So I'm happy to see this. I'm happy to see Maine girls basketball where it is, and I'm excited to see where it's going.
Lauren, anything else you want to say before we get up out of here?
No, he pretty much nailed it.
And maybe we could use you guys' connections to facilities here and actually make this happen, actually have these teams put together and actually make this happen at some point. Mm-hmm.
That
would be awesome. Future fantasy drafts. We'll actually do that. We'll actually draft teams that haven't played. Make that happen. That'd be cool.
That would be scary.
Yeah.
We've got coaches right here. We've got Trophy Mode that can set up. He can set up his cameras. Coach, run back. He can do his thing. that'd be fun.
Yeah. Might be something in the works right there. Ben, we'll go to you before we get up out of here. Anything else you want to say before we leave?
Yeah, honestly, just great work to all of you guys. You know, I think that, you know, for Maine, just continue to push the culture and do it the right way. You know, I love what Trophy Mode does. I love how it uses this platform to push players and to help them be seen. Tom, I love this podcast, and I love how you are shining light on all these players, not just present but past. And then, you know, Abby and Lauren from camp and just from, you know, on social media, you guys know what I think about you guys and how you're doing things the right way. I know that you love the kids that come through your gym, and I know that you're pushing them. And I think that's important, you know, for the people that are pushing this younger generation, you know, to do it the right way for them, you know, to help them maximize their abilities and themselves. So I think Maine is in the Maine. Kids and athletes, boys and girls side, are in really good hands with the right people, just trying to help them be their best.
Absolutely. And we'll close it out with last week's winner, Trophy Mode. You're the defending champ, so we'll give you the final word before we get up out of here.
Yeah, I mean, I think we should get that game going at some point and pick a restaurant in Portland that the other people have to split the bill on for the winner or whatever. You know, I like 4th Street. There's a couple other restaurants that I like to go to. So there'd be a couple $100 on it. I really appreciate everybody that's doing good things. You know, I try to stay just very neutral in terms of who I like try to help out or showcase. Just basically, if you ask me, I'm going to show up and try to help the kids in your program. And doesn't matter who you are. I love basketball. I'm super in my feels about hoping that the kids get something this winter to pay off, you know, as a payoff for all the work and the, you know, time they've been putting in over the months with Ben and Abby and Lauren and whoever else across the state. And just, even if you don't work with a trainer or an AAU program, you know, just, it's just part of the fabric of Maine as long as I've been doing it since fourth grade. So, and I just love, it's the only thing that I care about in the winter. I probably would have moved away from Maine a long time ago if it wasn't for hoops, you know, keeps me going. So I'm really hopeful for them. And for us to have the opportunity to push the game forward and help them out in any way we can. So, and I'm thankful for you having me on again. And I know we got some more things in the works, so I'm super pumped about that as well. So,
absolutely. Anybody got anything to plug? You guys got anything to plug before we get up out of here? No triple mode plug. The mixtape coming out, what, tomorrow? Anybody else got anything they want to let the people know about? Ben, are you ready to spill the beans on what you got going on yet or what?
Not yet.
Okay.
A little bit more. COVID is making everything so tough, man. I mean,
hey,
I just
only got
some
30.
Normalcy. It's really hard to plan. You just don't know.
We only got 30 days to 2021, and then it's all going to flip, and it's going to be great.
Exactly. Everyone knows that.
We're coming.
About Lauren and Abby, you guys got anything you want to plug real quick? You guys got anything going on?
Not necessarily anything going on. I do want to add to something Trophy Mode said just about Maine basketball. So I do, you know, I do a lot of training, a hell of a lot of coaching, coaching all weekend, every weekend. But my favorite basketball time of the year is taking my eighth graders to go and watch the tournament. There is nothing better than that for me. Going and watching kids that are in our program, kids that aren't in our program, just going to sitting down and chopping up basketball for like 7-8 hours straight with our eighth and seventh graders and just talking about it, being about it and just living it. It's a ton of fun. So I really, really hope that we get to see that this year.
Absolutely. Time will tell. Hopefully we'll know soon. That's going to do it for tonight's episode of Big Time Hoops, the podcast. So the first ever girls fantasy draft ever. And hopefully the first of many more to come. We're going to be putting this up for the fans to vote on probably a day or two after this comes out. So be on the lookout for that. And then just be on the lookout for some more big time episodes of Big Time Hoops. Got some fun stuff planned, some fun stuff coming. So stay tuned for that. But that's going to do it for tonight. We will see you next time.